Welcome once more. If we can just recap where we are now in terms of our work that we're supposed to do today. Let me welcome all of you to this meeting that we promised was going to be very short. Welcome, Radeni. I'm trying to resist the temptation of announcing the presence of our birthday girl here in this meeting today. I think let's congratulate Miss Osman there, because it's a birthday today. You know, you can see that she looks really like a birthday girl.
Happy birthday,
buddy. We won't ask for a speech now. Yeah, no. We'll exchange all the kisses and hugs later, man.
Yeah. How old is she?
No. Yeah. No, we composed a song this morning for her to say happy birthday to you. How old are you now? You look in 616 and you smile like 1 2. Okay. No, thank you very much. Two things quickly. One thing that we must dispose of. Yesterday I raised with you a matter of the adverts for the public hearings of this week. And to say that we must also check how much we still have in the kitty. We still have about 131,000. Yeah? Public works. Is that it? Where are we? Oh, this one. For available balance. Oh, we still have some good drinking money here. 304,788. That's what we still have between now and the next thing. Now, there was a proposal. Yesterday I just looked at the adverts that we've got to make. You'll have to guide me as well. We've got quotes here. So if we advertise on the Sunday Times, we're going to pay 24,000. Soweto, 13,000. City Press, 10,000. I'm not mentioning the other 725, 12 cents, and all that. Just giving you a ballpark figure. Mail and Guardian, 14,000. Rapport, 13,000. And I did say Soweto, Sunday World, 13,000. If we go for all of them, we'll pay 76,717.44. But yesterday, before I saw this and this in writing, I said to the committee secretary, we might just want to advertise on one major newspaper, the Sunday Times. I'll need your guidance. If we need to change that or amend or whatever, we need to do that. The advert is the simple one. Where is it again? Do you have it with you there? It's a simple budget that says the Portfolio Committee on Public Works will be considering the budget allocated to the Department of Public Works and entities. All interested individuals and organizations are invited to submit written presentation on this budget, which is vote fixed, which must reach the committee on or before the 12th noon on the 12th of March 2010. A public hearings will be held in Parliament on the 16th and 19th of March 2010. Members of the public and stakeholders who wish to have a copy of the budget may contact the nearest government printers or find the budget on the following website. These are the others are just standard methods. The first paragraph captures what we want to be told. Welcome, Bomana. We just started the figures. I'm sure you've heard me saying we've got 300,000. And that's basically what we want to be doing. So I'll need your guidance on this matter. That is the one matter. The second matter that I just want to raise are the issues that we are studying at yesterday. Yesterday, we had minutes that we have adopted with amendments. Okay? I agreed with Akona yesterday because she was going to class to say, I will sign them after they are corrected. Now, we have captured all the things that you said. So, we take them as adopted the minutes yesterday. there were two issues that we wanted to adopt today. Three. One, the report of the portfolio committee, the workshop report, strategic workshop report, and our oversight visit to that other place, and then the program. The program that must take us now and into 5 years. We have indicated the limitation of having a 5-year program without having anything from Parliament that tells us what is the Parliament's program going for. But if you go through the strategic plan workshop that we had, we actually said that in the absence of a broader program, we should try and see, have a program that will take us through the session, of which that was concluded. There was some indications of what happens in the next session. So that is one matter that I want us to come back to as well. The last matter is information, really. I think we must also congratulate you, Ines, on the hard work you are putting here. We've got draft report on the State of the Nation address that Ines gave us. This big one, I had a smaller one yesterday, now you've got a bigger one today that we said it must be distributed to you. This is just firstly for information, so that when we come to debate the issues and zoom into strengthening our program and strengthening our oversight and scrutiny of what's happening in the department and the executive, we are armed with further information. And the other is the oversight report, which highlights the research report, which basically highlights the issues that, just highlight on the project and what the outstanding issues are. Thank you very much, dear Professor. So that's information that, did you give members of the session? Mm-hmm. Yes, okay, good. No, that's good. That's for you to consider. The last two things, we gave you this thing yesterday, just to start going through so that we prepare ourselves for the debate and also to just look into how this budget is going to be spent, of public way. When we meet with the department, I think it's on the 9th of March, that is going to be what they are going to be responding to. It's in your thick book, that one, but you can just have this as well. Lastly, we spoke about some research in terms of countries. I've got a document here, a thick one, I haven't read it yet, but I've got good time, bad time really here. From Ines as well. Did members get this? Not yet. Okay, you want me to check first if we can give them. Give them, I trust you. It's basically the topic is poverty reduction through public works program, international case study. It does several countries, not just India. Six countries, including India. So that's what maybe we would have at some bedtime reading. So, having said that, I think I must return to the first matter. We are coming to the other. Momasango?
The person I was just looking, we are using one type of media. And maybe we should ask ourselves, we target the people that we really want to have that one. Public hearing, so that we can meet all types of people. So my suggestion, I don't worry about it, but my suggestion was that, sometimes we forget about people that can't read, because they don't buy newspapers, and they rely on their own radio. So why don't we use the sort of radio so that we can reach even the people that are rural areas, like community radios or all those language radios, so that they can get informed, rather than thinking only to the newspaper.
Okay. No, there's one suggestion. But if you've got any in mind, you should be able to say, let's use, for instance, Radio Mitsweli, Antoski, and Wanto, Mugani, or whatever. So that at least we give some
guidance. Yeah, I'm saying language is good, because the radios, they are all just these radios, but they differ in languages, and you can target them in those different languages. All of them, then we will cover all
of them. Okay. Alright, so basically we send the same advert to the radio station. I saw somebody has got it.
If the budget allows, in addition, at least the one on Sunday, just one written print and the rest air media.
Okay. So we take Sunday Times and the air and the radio, SABC, all languages. Yes. Yeah. Including, we must also target some community radio stations that will be able to do that. We can have that information as to which one. We just send, in fact, to them, but it's free in most cases. But I'm sure because it's Parliament.
Through Parliament Media.
Through Parliament Media.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So we agree on the Sunday Times, eh? And the radio. Okay. Okay. Yeah, please. Anybody else? One, going, call. You want to say something about this? No, bring it back. Say it.
I was just thinking or maybe the idea of using the radio is good. But I was thinking in the township, not everybody reads the study time. Maybe it could be so let's say which is the national community. Well, it's not that expensive.
So we should say
I think
no, I read to you, I gave you the figure. So you must, yes.
You know, the argument can go on and on.
Yeah.
You still think of paying back.
Yeah.
Because paying back is also, you know, affordable to everybody and available almost everywhere. Now, you will like it.
No, I don't mind that argument.
Yeah, so this is an
What was the point, Ganen?
You
see, I tend to forget. What was the point of using radio stations?
No,
precisely, we were catering for those who would either not be able to, who would not be catered for by, for instance, something like that. And that's what we're saying. That's what it's double check.
So, this is also coming.
Yeah.
My worry is back to what Mother Target is. Are you aiming at?
Yeah.
Now, if you want to bring the part of the Sunday Times, that you are talking about a serious class. Now, actually, what you want to achieve at the end. Now, if you go down and say to people that now with people are having to do the same with commercial relations, that I can help them. Now, more than talking of another layer. Now, I don't know what are we intending achieving.
Yes. Look.
But the outcome must be the price.
Yes.
What
do
you want to achieve?
Yes. No. Commissioner, yes. This issue of class is important. The point is, it's not who do you want to achieve, it is more who do we think is going to respond. I mean, who do you think are the type of people who would make comments about budgets? It is middle class. If you go to the first I mean people really they want football, they want other stuff. So here whether we like it or not, you kind of targeting your elite, your educated, high middle and lower middle class of type of community. So these are the type of people who reach Sunday Times or Ticket Press if you like. But just because we don't want to confine ourselves, we're saying also the radio is there, anybody listens, just in case there are a few in your working class you are interested, the radio will capture it. But you know, it's the type of topic that is discussed. I mean, writing about budget, this amazes us. The guy who's poor, who's unemployed, is worried about the tin of sardines for his stuff and not writing this type of article.
Can I try and see if you can reach some compromise? Why don't we take Sunday Times and CK Press and all the community radio stations?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah? And then we close the matter.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. I was worried that the Zanzibar Gamma was going to raise the DSA in the Northern Cape as well.
I have a ham book in my pocket.
Ham book.
That is for pocket.
I think just a quick one.
Yeah.
I have a suspicion that some lifestyle audits must be conducted.
Amongst?
I get a feeling that some of us might have, you know, interest in the media.
Okay, no, that's fine. There's nothing wrong.
Yeah.
As long as they've declared it.
But why is the economy growing?
Yeah. You know one thing, I want the black people of this country to be rich.
Yeah.
Especially young.
Because I know that they are going to spend the money here.
Especially young.
Because they are not going to take the money and run away. Matabas, let's go to the Eastern Cape report that we started with yesterday. No. Today we're not taking apologies in terms of what we are supposed to be doing. One, we on the first page of this report, the Eastern Cape, the draft report of the Portfolio Committee on Public Works on the oversight versus to the Eastern Cape Committee. Right? Not the research unit. Research unit is information, empowerment, enrichment. Okay? If you want to refer and discuss, you can come back to those things. But the one that starts with introduction about the Department of Public Works was tasked by the President of the Republic to create 500,000 job opportunities. I mean, in terms of jobs, must just be consistent, opportunities. Is there anything in that paragraph that members are worried about that you want to comment on or to change, correct, on the first paragraph? Introduction. If you're only reading it now, I'm giving you the whole page. Anything on the whole page?
Yes, sir. I would just like to have some small modification, but I think it's important. Where it says through the interaction, the third line, right, the introduction.
Yeah.
Through the interaction between the department and the committee. The committee decided to go on an oversight visit. Now I would prefer that we said, or we also say that pursuant to our legal or constitutional role or mandate as a committee, in terms of conducting oversight visit, the committee then decided to.
Yeah. It makes good English sense and the content sense to say that we pursuant to our obligation, whatever, but the gist is there, and also in liaison or consultation or through the department we did this, whatever, but the point is taken, unless you've got verbatim things that, you want to just capture this.
Yeah.
All right. That's it. Okay. Anything else that you want to say?
And then, Chair, just two lines below that, where it ends with PPWP program.
Yeah.
In fact, it says the committee that is okay and to see the challenges faced by that committee, that program.
Yeah.
But ours was not really true. To see the challenge, but also to monitor the progress. So there's this negative connotation that, you know, we are this, what you refer to as DEG inspector.
What the education of all right.
End of the challenge, so to say, progress may be the challenge. That's all.
Thank you very much. I take it that we have been able to correct the issue of Honorable Ravutapi, to give him initials at least that he gave us yesterday, because it looks like he has been operating without initials in the Eastern Cape. And I insisted that you give me another G. Come have one G. Alright. Anything else on the same page? Baba, okay. Where are we referring to now? Are we on page 1?
Yes.
Oops, I'm trying to find it. The research.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay. Please give her the correct one. Give me the correct one. Okay, okay. Does it mean that you didn't have them yesterday? As well?
He didn't bring it because it was not done.
No,
I have one. I have
this
one.
Nice.
All right, okay. Yeah. Okay. There are other comments, written comments that were raised by Babu Kaila and Babu Masango on different matters. We have taken that on board. They were okay, I'm going to page 2. We don't have to be stuck on page 1. Alright. From my side, it was just one thing, two things. On the third paragraph, the MEC announced blah blah department, the change of name, that the thing that we have agreed upon yesterday. Okay? Just to capture that one, in line with what we said. And also the asset of the, I think it, what is captured here is about the National Youth Commission issues. That's how they raised it in the Eastern Cape. But I'm not sure, I must get guidance here. The thing has since changed and blah 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 to the Youth Development Agency. I think we should
put it like that.
Yeah?
We can put it like that, which has since changed. Too.
Yeah, we must just capture this what which has since, you know, just to make it current. So that will be captured accordingly. We must defend the plight of the young people. The young lions are amongst us. You see, you'll recall, members, that when we did this, that was the time during which the comrade got an accident, Comrade Banana. We did report to you. He's well healed and healthy. His neck is okay, I can see, he can move it around, because he was involved in accident. One good thing about being young is that you heal very quickly. You must keep the answer. Yeah. Okay. No. Bamanana, just follow up, follow in terms of what was happening there. And so, is there anything still on page 2? Is there no watch in this?
No.
No, here. We must have a wall. Okay, I'm going to page 3. We have corrected under Nguminiko with the question of area to be an area. Okay. Is there anything else? Page 3, I'm going. Page 4. Nothing. Think about the link. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is the plural?
As old as ignorant.
Okay. Yeah? Is there a problem with this one? The mentality was faced with a challenge of having old fleet that was as old as 18 years and the municipality budget could not accommodate the 3-year tender plan.
Yes,
grammatical.
What about take out?
Yes, but put in S.
Put in S.
You read it correctly, but yes. That S you read was not taken.
Oh, the one that I read was not yet.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe it's my head. Okay. No, it's not there. I don't think it's okay, can you go to 5? Six on the
I just think the 4.2.3 I think the word there should just be completed. From to lose. Prefer.
Where are you?
The first line.
Which is page 5.
The school was one done, the structure was built of prefer.
So what?
Probably because the report prefers to lose.
Prefabricated material. Thanks. Yeah, no, sometimes Bali requires to opinion. We write slang, eh? You know, but you can see, the young people can't write anymore, you see. You know, when they write the emails, you know, they abbreviate A, the 4, the 5, the
5.
That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. And then on the page 6, compatriots and the colleagues, second page should be different cooperatives rather than cooperation. The one that says the center which was built to house different cooperatives, not cooperation. Right? That was the only one that I picked up. The only thing that I was trying to check were the figures in the research report and the figures in your report. Just let's say times because I was trying to put them like this. Just ensure that we don't have different figures. I'm going to page 7. Page 7 is the most important one. Recommendations. I'm not happy with the first recommendation. We'll come back to that. The second one looks okay. I don't know how the KSD as well, it's not a recommendation that is enforceable by us. We want recommendations that Parliament can enforce. So I'm not sure where that belongs to, but it's fine. Maybe I'm making a mistake. We're asking them to do this. We're asking them to do what are we supposed to do. Anyway, can I just engage the first recommendation? The residents of that place should speak to the member of the provincial legislature from the area to address their concerns. We are abdicating and some responsibility. So I think we should do this in the spirit of corporate governance, where we must collectively act on this matter in some sort, without taking over. You see, the limitation that we have here is that in terms of the constitution, provincial competencies are squarely in the hands of the NCOP. So we can't usurp those powers. But I think that we must have something here that gives us a responsibility to carry out the task without abdicating it and also without contesting jurisdiction. So what are your recommendations? I'm not going to insist on this. if we are going to be thinking on our feet, because this is the most important thing that is going to go into the ATC. For government, for the ministers to act on. So I would even, unless we, I would even say that we might want to reflect on this. We can adopt the gist and the correction of the thing, but to come back to the recommendation so that we flesh them out properly. That is, on such matters, I would advise that we should not rush just to finish and adopt them, say we have done our work. So that when we meet, we meet next week again, whether we will be doing the Western Cape Department, we have not heard that yet, the confirmation. But then at least we should flesh on this one. But without suppressing discussion on this one, I did note you, Baba, on Kama. Should we call that one? All right.
Okay, but then, you know, something that I was ever concerned also is that we are speaking about the content. Content is too many content. And it makes it so difficult to address so many content. But mine was actually that we should put a recommendation that the Department of Public Works with the provincial Department of Public Works should ensure that the content raised by the with regard to the road, the extension of roads, they should ensure that that road is extended to so that 1 kilometer, 1.5 kilometers. Okay. Because that's what they want essentially. And we as a department, I mean as a cultural committee, we can actually recommend that road. That's all the people.
Let's not put ourselves on the pressure. I agree with you entirely. Because that was raised, but there are other things that have been raised as well. So let's put recommendations that are in that line, so that we don't isolate just one and leave others. So let's suspend finalization of this part of the report, the recommendations, so that we elaborate them properly. Sit down, Baba Masango, and write down what you say. At least even between now and Friday, you can communicate with her and elaborate them so that when we meet next week, by the end of this week, we can have some recommendations that you should consider. If we don't have it this week, we can have it on Monday. Those who are here on Monday, but Tuesday, before we finalize everything else, we can close our discussions on this week. Next.
Good.
Yes.
I don't know, maybe today it should depend on the guidance of the issue. Is it not possible for a committee of this nature to adopt a village in a sense of, you know, putting all our efforts together in terms of, you know, putting pressure on other relevant departments on areas where they think they can open a system? Maybe identifying new leaders who want a group kind of way.
I don't know. I think maybe let's engage this thing as a proposal from you and check the ramifications, because there are things that in Nico that is outside our competency. To the extent that we can build bridges, you see, we can do certain things, but when it comes to fencing for agricultural production, when it comes to housing, so we've got water problems, water affairs, we've got issues of health and so on, electricity. So we might be, you know, called to order in that respect. The thing that I know we said we should be able to do is to say, as members in your constituency, you can adopt a town for the purpose of this EPWP project. That's what we more or less say. So that when we try and strengthen them, we say, you know, you say you had, what is the problem with this municipality? You know, and so on. That's what we said we are able to do. I hear what you're saying, but I'm just saying let's think it through before we rush into that type of decision. Sandeni?
Yeah, no, I just to what has been said, I'm just worried about the principle of SITCOP. You see, we are a national portfolio committee. And coincidentally, we happen to have gone to that village and seen it and we should be careful about acting sentimentally. When you look at it, you feel like I could do the best I can to improve their situation. But the fact of the matter is, those type of villages are just all over South Africa. So many we haven't visited. And once you adopt it and concentrate on it, then you raise the issue of principle that, what about, are you not kind of overshadowing yourself from looking at all these villages nationally? Are you not going to concentrate on one, and your real obligation is a national obligation? So I'm just saying that that is true. But the other truth is there are so many other villages like that one, which we haven't visited. And that is where we should go and see and do the best for all of them. So ours is a national obligation. We should do what we can do there, but do it nationally.
Good. It's a work in progress. So I'm putting this report aside on the basis that we are provisionally adopting it with a proviso that we still have to flesh out the recommendation. Okay? And finalize it. The last report, before you run away, the last report is the public, our thing, strategic plan. Page 1. I'm not going to stick to the vision. It means elaboration, the vision stuff. Do you have it? Are there any corrections in the report? What do you want to do?
Yes, sir. I agree with what you said. I have one question. We remember before we wrote last year, one of the first things in this plan would have been for the department report on the issue of the target and what we know, by the way, of 480,000 work opportunities to start the work from the future and the education in the corner delivered by the sector. So we haven't had a report from them, at least for the last term. The previous during before we wrote. So I just think, I'm not sure whether, because when we meet with them again, it will be on the department budget report. So unless we will be utilizing that for that purpose as well, I don't know.
Okay. On the same point. You know, I also feel that, you know, as a portfolio committee for public, we have been engaging the department on the number of jobs created. And today, we don't have, you know, an exact figure. We get different figures because last year, we got some figures. We were also informed that we could not reach the target. All right, agreed. But now, here today, we get a different figure again. So we get, you know, different reports from the same department. And we as a department should be able to back up the president when he stands there and says 480,000 jobs have been created. I mean, me and Mr. Masango, Honorable Masango, are sitting on this portfolio here. And when we have a focus, we'll be able to say to our party, so much jobs have been created. There will be no need for us to stand there and howl and oppose, because it will be something that we have been knowing. But now, we did it for the first time in our year, and we must just agree, because the department doesn't give us the record that we want.
Take it to
the point of order.
Okay.
I want to follow up.
Okay.
Okay, you see, there is no contradiction. Look, the president said announced. Now, the figures that are the correct figures are those that are announced by the president, finish in class. There's no contradiction. The department is not giving us anything.
What is our
I'm still on the point of order.
Good.
The point that I'm making, I don't want the honorable member to hijack my point. Automatically hijacking my issue.
Yeah,
my issue is about reporting.
Okay.
And my issue is not to, in fact, it's fine with me that, in fact, the announcement was made by the president even before we got the official. It's fine. I think it ought to be like that. But my issue here is, when we spoke to the department last year, and we asked them repeatedly, are you going to make the target? What they said to us was, in fact, we will exceed the target. Right? Yes, that's what they said. They said, they said, in terms of their calculations.
Can I stop you? You're raising a point of order about your point being hijacked, and that was out of order for him to hijack your point. But in terms of the argument, you are raising two important issues that are important, both of them. But let's just get the facts. The facts are as follows. The department did say to us, okay, let me say, the point is not lost, firstly. In the issues that we need briefing about is progress, in the thing that we read to you yesterday, on the issues that we accept specifically must coming out of the manners and out of our engagement. Amongst others, we have said we wanted progress report on the EPWP session. In other words, like it's ongoing, so it's not lost. You recall that after we have met in this report that we are discussing, there was never another meeting again with the department. Our first meeting with them is happening in March. So let's not raise it like we had a meeting and the department died and ran away. We'll have the report and it's completely correct. But they did say as the report that they are going to be giving of 500,000 is at end December. But the final order of the figure it's in the minutes will be at the end of March financially. That will take us, I think they estimated about 500 and some change jobs that they would have created then, more than this. And then they're keeping the target one end. So let's rest the case here to say it's not Makamari calling. It's here we are going to be specifically saying, amongst others, give us a report on the extended public works program. Give us to say in this program how many jobs were created and so on, so that we can even go as deep as going to the names and surnames and how long. You see, so that at least we carry that those figures as to what the president gave. How did we arrive at the 480,000 jobs, job opportunities? Yeah, I know that this is a very good point. I was listening to Bauma Sabo, I told him that, hey, I was listening to you on the radio on this matter. And some journalist phoned me and said, hey man, what are you saying? Can you get a response from the chairperson? I said, no. I could have taken some political stance on the matter. But I said, no, it's better if you discuss and take posturing, public posturing on facts, not on sentiment, you see, and the lack of information. So it's better if you've got information at hand and say, this is what you're going to do. Okay?
Okay, sure, let's continue. So that's my issue, sir. So will we have to be part of this meeting?
The coming one of the night.
Yeah, the coming one of the night.
They're going to do strategic planning this, and we've said, amongst others, there are other issues including those. We can prioritize those issues. Maybe we should actually prioritize those matters and put it to rest. Yeah? Okay.
Those are general.
Bongoni, you know, I wanted to have you to have a piece of cake first before you leave, but if you want to leave now, you may. Yeah, all
right.
No, the others are also... Yeah. All right, no, that's good. Is there anything on page one of the report?
No.
You see, under key strategic objective, we just changed this. This will be informed by the constitutional mandate of the committee. I think the constitutional mandate refers basically to Parliament. And Parliament establishes committees to carry out certain mandates. We just align this one, okay, to capture this. Key objectives. And then I go to page two. You don't have it? I think your gut feel kept it on. No, you are debating the right issues out of gut feel. Yeah, okay. Page 2. Page 2, I'm raising two issues. Under 5.1, the issue that says oversight and accountability, I think we should leave it at that. Let's leave the models out. Because the model is something else. Okay? And just otherwise, just report of committees out, the top one. The bullet point.
And
the model. If you just say oversight and accountability.
Oh, okay.
Because Parliament is still debating the type of model that they want to use.
So we try the second one.
All together. Let's take 5.1. Bullet point 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's start with bullet point number 5. That says reporting of committees to the House.
Mm-hmm.
It's just report of committees to the House. Okay? We're taking the thing out.
Yeah.
And then the next one, oversight and accountability. We take out the model.
Yeah.
All right. And 5.2, where it talks to the last bullet point, parliamentary staff or political parties in the work of committees. Not study groups. Can we take out the not study groups question? Okay? I know what you mean. not study groups. You see? It sounds like they are the granting study groups.
Yes.
Okay? So we don't want grants in our report. Okay. And lastly, on the same page, maybe I should just go back. One thing that was not captured in terms of the strategic objectives was public participation, which is key. You see, I'm just suggesting that we must add a bullet point on top. Just the top one, the next one should capture public participation. Right, that's my story. If there's no other story, I go to page 3. On page 3, where you've got in the middle of the page where it starts with 500 work opportunities, the second one, just the bullet point above Council of the Built Environment. I see there's a lot of diving there. So that thing, bulk of the money of the infrastructure fund is dived among the state area. Let's stop diving and dividing. Okay, it's divided. Okay. Yeah. And then on the council, I think we should just give it meaning. On the council, the following were raised, for instance. Then you can list them like we listed them. Okay? Is there anything else on this page before I go to the next one? Page 3. Yes? No, we've got at the back what we want.
Okay.
But what they said you want. Okay. Can we go to page 4?
Page
3. Okay. Yes. Sometimes they say it's a yoga to write like this. there is Ayoba, the Ayoba way.
Yeah?
It's useful. Number to believe? Did you lose channel when I left the whole time together? Yeah, no, I don't care about it. I don't care about it. Let's go to page 4. Yeah. Babu Khan? But there was an issue about the management there. Was not managed or coordinated properly. You reckon you don't agree with that the management was poor?
If you are saying the management was poor,
the same thing. You're not talking about the management. Not managed or coordinated.
Take away the management, you say they are not coordinated.
Oh.
If you are blaming the management for not coordinating, this is the first thing. Do you understand what I mean? Since they put up the management to coordinate, so if you say they are not coordinated, you are still saying the same management.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying, you're not going to go to work.
I don't agree with you, but I'll give you the benefit. No. I'm not overruling you. I'm saying we'll give you the benefit, but in this instance, my understanding was as it reflected here. But I'm taking your point. I'll come back to it. I'm not closing it. Please don't give up on the basis of I'm the chairperson. The chairperson is not always right. Okay. But then you are not alone.
No, but this is half money.
Okay. But Sabal, switch off your cell phone, sorry. Switch them off, all of you now. But then you put on silence or give it to the coordinator in the bank to hold it for you and manage it or coordinate it properly. Okay, sorry. Is there another one or the same one? Let's finish with this one.
Yeah.
Let's finish with this coordination management problem.
Okay.
Robert,
The way we understand, remember this English is still foreign, but the way we understand is that when you use synonyms, it's not all the time to repeat. At times it's for emphasis or just to amplify a point. You can use two ways that more or less use the same, but when you use both of them, they amplify. In other words, they bring more clarity to what you're talking to. So, Mina, I think is management and well coordinated. If somebody asks what's wrong with management, then it explains itself that it didn't coordinate this thing well. So I think for emphasis and amplification, that is trying to use both. The argument is not that they mean the two, but if you use both of them, what do they do to the reader? They amplify the point, they emphasize the point. It's like a double barrel shooting two bullets and one.
Okay. Bongela agrees. The skills pipeline in the built environment was not managed or coordinated effectively. How's that? Okay. Fine. Agreed. All right. You were on at the IDT, ma'am.
Okay.
Representation. Okay. Anything else on that? Page 4. I think we on 3 we need further elaboration in that on the issues that we have raised about the CIDP. You know, I think the issue did not just come to a point where we said the committee notified the entity that they are sometimes viewed as gatekeepers and ask for a denial. Very profile contract.
Yeah, I think the main concern is that most of the
So we need this elaboration here again. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And the level of they are not upgrading people. They are keeping them on level 1, but the grade 7th and 9th are still competing for the jobs for the world. So there's a problem of grading, there's a problem also of you know, the issue that we have raised before. On Agrima, is there anything? On bullet point 2, the last sentence, that says, in relation to building materials and poor regulations of import materials. Yeah? It's either we said it's poor or inadequate. That's what the essence. Just to give it another meaning.
Taking inferior.
Inferior instead of poor. And then here, after before, an inadequate relative to regulation. Okay?
And inadequate?
Regulation of import material.
Like
no, it didn't have that.
I mean, regulation of import materials, state level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we just say it's inadequate. It's just protected by the inadequate regulation of import materials. Okay.
The student is saying that
in fact, there's an IDT that said,
isn't it?
Yeah, I was just, my thinking was that it's just being on the right place. Because we had something about the IDT,
yeah.
But when Agrima raised this matter, IDT intervened and said, actually, this matter was artificial. The shortage was like masterminded someone.
Okay.
We can just say in the same discussion the IDT of this matter so that it's clear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Alright. Let's go to page 5. Oh, we should put it as a response,
yeah,
not as a bullet point.
No,
I agree. Fine.
Yeah.
All right. Page 5.
Yeah.
No, you put it here, but not as a bullet point. Yeah. Still on page 5? Nothing. Going? Gone. Page 6. I just have one or two comments to provide the committee. Instead of, I think we should
say to provide the committee, the portfolio committee, with information on the reason. Okay, rather than just the researcher, like they one day when we want this, they will say we gave it to the researcher. They must provide to the committee and then we can do that. Okay, with information that led to the withdrawal of the pulse. And the committee researcher, or the committee research unit, okay, because this research unit make assessment and to provide input to the portfolio committee. I'm just correcting the time, the lines of reporting here. Okay. It was clear, the last bullet point, it was clear that the Department of Public Works did not have the necessary capacity to improve on its state, and this was evident from the from its current vacancy rate, or the vacancy rate at the time. Okay? The last one, on page 5, page 6. Vacancy rate at that time. Because we don't know what has happened since. The last page 7. The committee researcher was tasked to research for the committee what the true story in relation to the shortage of cement. Can you tell us this? Not yet.
Not yet.
Okay. Well, when do you think you are able to tell us this?
After the budget.
After the budget.
Wow. Sir, what is the issue of language? Yes. Find another way.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, true story.
Yeah, no, that's why I read it.
Sounds like Guillaume Boulle. What is the true story?
What is the true story? Yeah. Why don't we think even before that process, there was a point that there is a shortage of cement in the country. Alright. Now the IDT raised a serious observation or allegation that this thing is not a true reflection of the production levels in South Africa. It was created artificially to be able to benefit certain imports of inferior goods that come to the country.
Okay.
So we can't leave it lying low. We're just saying, let's get more information from the IDT, let me research this better further, so that we must have a proper profile of the cement production in this country. That's basically what it is.
It's 55.
Yes. Yeah.
So we must just put in a proper reason.
No, we'll rephrase it.
Yeah, rephrase it.
But we want the true story.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just there. While the investigation is done, just see whether that low quality of cement links up with all the houses that we demolished because they were not of good quality.
Or to take the linkage, the department raised this issue in the following manner. Let me just check if it ties what we say. When the input by the department was made, for instance, I think it was the minister also made this point about government departments not working together in the correction that is made. Each department is doing its own thing and regulated by different legislation. The Department of Human Settlement found that almost 20,000 RDP houses have to be demolished due to their poor quality. The Department of Public Works and entities could not interfere as the housing contractors are regulated and registered in the NHBRC and not registered with the CIDP,
which is a Department of Public entity. That was raised as a content matter. You see? Now, I don't know whether we can make this linkage about the cement or whatever, but the point you are making, Kobe Demi, maybe in collaboration with, because it's a competency of the Housing Portfolio Committee or Human Settlement, we can just maybe just check if there is any leakage. Alright?
Yeah. But I think that before we even go to that extent, a good point that we need is an allocation.
Mm.
And what we need to do is to have the researchers give us a briefing after a research on the matter. So that when we have that information, we are then able to say, should we, you know, who do we engage, you know, about which issue. So we will certainly have to do it.
All right. At this stage, we raised a matter. This matter, you know, about people's disability. Comrade Danny, you must bear with me here.
Yeah, that's it.
You see, the committee wanted to know, in terms of people with disabilities, what kind of support Parliament will be able to provide. We are one of those committees that has got one of our most effective members who's got some kind of disability. And we've been trying to say, how do we support Comrade Danny and others, you see, in terms of grappling with this man. So I don't want us to lose this point, you see, because in this instance, my discussion with Comrade Danny at the time was to get some audio tape, you know, and so on. So even if it means we've got to use some of the committee budget to get these things, I think we must be able to finalize this matter. So I'm just raising it to you so that if there are any other sort of comments, somebody can talk about it. It's not just a matter of the chair and the member affected. That's it, Rabata.
Chair, I should also to add that if every building that is being built, we must be able to, you know, once the problem is there, make sure that things like wheelchairs and stuff are able to use or access the building.
Okay. Good. No, thank you very much. In the budget thing, you'll see that they have budgeted for that. The department has got some faith way as to renovation of buildings to be able to, I think it's they've got a time period that they want to complete. They said in this they will just be able to do 12% of the buildings, so if you read in the budget proposal. So they are online to that, but we just have to, when we engage, to have this in mind to say that we need to do more to acknowledge that we've got people with disability that need us to be strengthened and empowered as well. Khadija, are you raising your hand or are you posing, my dear? You can, you know, it's your birthday today, you can do whatever you like. No, no, no. Not on her birthday. On her birthday, she may. Remember, there's another one. The committee is bullet point number 1, 2, 3, 4 from the bottom. The committee should liaise with its counterparts, PC on international relations and cooperation regarding the registration of foreign assets. Not just regarding the foreign assets. Ne? We just put in the registration there. I'm sure somebody will capture it on her behalf because she's not here. And the last bullet point, a suggestion
on that.
Okay.
It is limited to registration only.
Tell me what you have in
mind. What about members? It is the topic of function. I know, because I'm in the national relations as well, that in most cases, not all, but in most cases, our embassies are the maintenance thereof is being done by the Department of International Relations itself. You know, and so I'm just saying perhaps we should also have, and unless it's limited only to the context of registration, you know, of the assets. Because we, I think it's a matter that we are raised. In fact, there's a concern by them themselves.
I'm just trying to understand because public works with register all properties, whether it be post and telecommunication like our post office that are vacant now, or health facilities abandoned or a police station. But I mean the maintenance, wouldn't it be done by that particular ministry if it is running under that ministry? Because otherwise if we say maintenance for foreign properties, then maybe public works must then maintain, register and maintain all properties, all ministry, which it can.
Look, you will recall, let's take the latest meeting, where this issue certainly came up, with the joint meeting we had, or the meeting of the OPCS, they are allowed to do maintenance of their buildings, but it's issues like light bulbs, you remember, the issue light bulbs and so on and so on. But major maintenance of the assets themselves is being done by the Department of Public Works. The budget, though, because you remember the complaint of public works was that the budget lies with those various departments. But it's their function as the Department of Public Works. And one of the, perhaps just for further clarity, one of the problems that public works had was that these departments would then utilize those funds for other priorities that were, inimical to their, that were part of their line function. So perhaps for now, Chairperson, because clearly there's a different, let's keep it with registration until we...
I'll come to you,
Bolo,
let me take you now.
Chairperson, I was just looking at the thing where I thought it was only about the assets are in the way. Maybe if we want to take it away, then it must mention all departments for maintenance. This one, I think, is just specific about assets that are in the way. So that's why it's only mentioning the two.
I think Magama is right to say let's leave it as registration only, because we don't show what the protocols are in terms of maintenance of foreign things. You see, they've got different regimes in terms of maintenance and standard of property and so on. So we can't here say the Department of Public Works must maintain the buildings, particularly in other countries. But in terms of registration, we want to know what belongs to South Africa. I think that is the effort. Mm-hmm. So let's deal with registration and maintenance. Contestations that is happening among the departments is not necessarily in the international relations, it's with the other departments. So let's leave it with registration. Okay? Can I go to the last bullet point?
Okay.
So the department is called that we cooperate with others. International Relations and Cooperation.
Yeah.
Yes. No corporations as PQL Limited. Oh, you must take out the dash, you must dash out the dash. Okay. You know, you've got cooperation and you've got corporation. Corporations like PQI Limited. That's not what we mean. The O is not replaced by an R. If it's an R, then it's been a company. The last bullet point, a suggestion was made that basically I'm just saying that it should create apprenticeship opportunities. Apprenticeship. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Can I just the first bullet point from the paper?
Yeah.
Again, we clap together.
Hey, because I obey.
So it's a tricky issue of the alignment of problems.
Yeah.
And so the alignment.
Yeah. Let's just say to integrate. I take the point that you're making about what we propose in some realignment. But instead of class, just another word like integrate and sit together with another thing. Basically, you to capture that we need a proper realignment here. But this is the matter that we must also take up with the IDP, because we are coming on the on that day. Yeah? 20 something. in the program they are coming in, just raise this matter so that we bring it to rest finally. You see, now I've come to the end of this report without adopting it at this stage, because we say we've fleshed out the content and corrections, but we have to return to the vision and mission story. You know what, let me confess my difficulty. We have just taken the vision and mission of Parliament. And what we and Akon have been grappling with is to say, what else do we do other than carrying out this mission and vision of Parliament? As a committee, do we have any different mission and vision other than Parliament as a committee? Or do we have to align those with what we have to do in terms of oversight, blah, 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 blah? So I don't have answers here.
Chetan, I just quickly.
Yes.
It is possible to adopt this after the hard work. You know, when we started, we thought this was going to be the shortest. It seems like it was the longest. So, after all the hard work, why don't we adopt this? Then next week, when we revisit the recommendation of the mentioned vision, if there's a fundamental change, we can readopt. But I just feel, you know, when you're waking and you leave things hanging, it's not neat. I'd rather we adopt it if we really think there's a fundamental change next week. As we revisit, we can revisit the issue of adoption, I think. Re-adoption.
If you adopt, you adopt one. I think we can adopt this and also say that the question of the mission of the vision can still be further elaborated.
Right.
Ne?
Yes.
Is it not outcome?
Yes.
Ne? You don't agree?
No,
maybe let's sort of postpone the adoption when amendments are final and everything has been done.
Okay.
We cannot adopt it and then come back to it later.
Now you see, I must listen to good advice as well next to me.
Okay, that's fine.
But then, but it's irregular to adopt and leave.
No, it's the expert thing, otherwise, that's fine.
Yeah, no, let's agree with the expert. We suspending adoption of this pending finalization of the vision and mission, but I want you members to assist me in the following. Look at this because it's the Parliament mission and vision. Check the one of the Department of Public Works. And if you can just link this with the rules in terms of what committees must do. And then start being creative in terms of how we should finalize the vision and mission. Okay? Work in progress. So, the last matter is the program. What else needs to come into this program except what we said yesterday? What we said in the workshop was to say we finalized the first, or let me put a proposal to you. Can I propose that we adopt the program for this quarter? All right? With the framework for the year, as tables, and that any other elaboration for the 5-year program will have to be tackled as it when we get the proper progress to Parliament. Is it fine?
Yes.
All right. The meeting groupies will come. But please, we must on the briefing that we still need. Like we are saying, we continuously isolate issues that come from the mandate and other reports that we need to engage. So that by the time we come to the IDT, we have taken all the issues out of the reports, the minutes, and so on, to say, amongst others, in terms of your budget, these are the issues that you might have to respond to. When you go to the CIDB or whoever comes, AGRIMO, and so on and so on. So that brings me to. Are you still looking?
Yes.
Okay. No,
let me rather say, my request is whatever we do, in terms of our planning for the services, I think there are two areas that we really need to step up. Of course, we understand this was a very short year, we indicated in May, and committees were finalized, I think, towards July,
yeah,
only for the chapter. So
I understand that. So I'm raising the cognizance of that. But two areas, one, public participation. One thing that the previous need to step up on, to extend that, of course, the parliamentary program allows, and you know, our resources allow us. We need to get to our people outside. The second issue is oversight. So, I'm sure we will have a session in the not too distant future to see how we can strengthen our oversight role. You know, within the point, in fact, as you alluded earlier, Parliament is dealing with the oversight model. But within the confines of what we have, we need to strengthen our role, and conduct more, in fact, to the extent that we can, within the current rules, go out there to conduct this oversight role. I think, to me personally, as I said previously, it was an eye-opener. But I think it does boost our people, especially for the mood of our people out there, where they are members of parliament, conducting oversight in the manner that we do. So I'm just saying that whatever we do in the program, those are the two areas that I personally feel we need to really strengthen and focus on.
Okay. I'll come back to you. Let's think it through as well. I think we agree. Obviously we agree also. But we need to flesh it out further. For instance, oversight we said yesterday, we must go more to poverty. But obviously it's dictated to by the energy process. But I think public participation, for instance, now we're just going to have public participation in terms of this budget. We must think through other creative ways of ensuring that we step up. I'm just raising as a challenge for all of us to comment so that we don't lose. But thank you very much. There was another hand. Who was it, Mohammed? Oh, Mom, sorry.
Mine is on the first thing that I thought that you write
round of comments. We are going to close the meeting after that. I want to have that cake over there. Sorry? No, this is the last round. Of comment. Are you interested in the quick story? Brajan.
Yeah. On the overpricing, this is more a matter of clarity. The minister says we cut across all of most ministries when it comes to oversight. I'm still interested. I don't know whether we are limited because this dependent in the power station. For me, it's very clear if most of us can monitor it and make sure, because remember that I was hearing trade and industry minister saying the only way we're going to get out of this problem of unemployment is paradigm shift where we manufacture. Industry is key. We've got engineers, factories that manufacture our own material and we don't export them. We actually use them around because that will create jobs and our money will circulate within and we'll be breaking with the old, you know, colonial thing of raw material going overseas. Said we're just buying expensive things. We must do those things here and sell them all over the world and compete with big industries. So, but in terms of infrastructure, then electricity is key because heavy industry, you need highly concentrated electricity for raw material from mining. So I'm very curious to know because that is key for our economic growth, for development, and for job creation, how this dependent power station is. They said they'll finish 2011, but you know, if you don't police these people and they know you're there, they might relax, we might meet target time, and the country might have another cut, power cuts and all kind of problem that embarrasses all of us. So I'm just in terms of oversight, are we able to go there? Because the thing of job creation, I know public works we're trying, but long-term, permanent and reliable job creation is going to come, be based on those type of things, like supply of electricity. So I'm just asking, are we able, are we allowed to visit within our scope? To go and visit Lipendulensi so that we can come back, relax, and know things are on track. Our developmental program is on track. I put money for it. If it derails, we pay for a new
vote. Okay. Before we lose the 2 points, if you remember. Let me give you.
Okay. Yeah.
Don't worry, you still look 60.
Okay. One other thing about this to raise about this what I mean is for this the entity to be there. Maybe we tell it in such a way like either only first way like it is where the only way it is like that. No, not that way. The other way around. Is that maybe on the last week, probably Friday, we call a community meeting so that ministry is there, IDC is there, and then the community themselves, they speak to the officials of the IDC. No, this is what is happening in our area, so they see the professionals, the officers. The other thing is that maybe it's
Thanks for remembering. Okay. No, two things. I think let's start with the one of Comrade Bennett about our jurisdiction and the issues that affect us directly, particularly in this case, the palace. Maybe let's make this proposal then. Because the infrastructure money, budget, is basically for public enterprises, which is basically the one that deals with this, with the building of power stations and things like those, and also provincial and local government. All right? So maybe we should try and have some debate and discussion with those colleagues. Okay? And maybe we can have a way, I'll talk to their chair, a way of trying to collaborate on this matter so that at some point we might have to do joint process or joint meetings like correctional services did with us to just get a briefing. But depending what comes first, so that we keep accountability of power of these matters closer to us. So maybe we should try and see if we can collaborate on this. On the issues that you have raised, I think we've touched upon some of them yesterday. To say that we should isolate from the minutes the issues that are for each and every entity. If IBT comes with isolated issues that, amongst other things that they are coming to brief us on the specific, they must touch also on the following day. The department, Jalo Jalo, the CIDB, Jalo Jalo, the CEB, CBE, Jalo Jalo, Agrima, etc. So, if you can have a piece of you as well, so that at least a week before each and every entity comes to us, we must have a pager of issues that we want to send to them, so that if there are any additions that members have to make, we should make it and then send it to them so that they brief us on those matters as well. That was the thinking yesterday. Coming to the report, we did actually say to the Eastern Cape that when our report is finalized, we'll send it to them, to the MEC and the department. So I think we should stick to that. But what we also said is that in this report, we must go and elaborate on the recommendations before we approve it, so that it's workable issues that needs to be carried out in terms of what we should do as parliament, you see. So I think we should still go back and do those recommendations. But let me share this one with you. Because this report goes to the ATC and then intergovernmental, whatever you call it, the cluster of ministers look at ATC. That's their mandate of issues that come from parliament as reports to act on. But sometimes these things just get lost. I spoke to the minister informally, the Minister of Rural Development, and so on and so on, to say, listen, we went to this place in the Eastern Cape called Dutch Rambling, Ndabala, wherever it is, Niniko, and so on and so on. The issues are actually urgent. And I think that he said, no, thanks for bringing this to my attention, but if it's on the record of Parliament, we'll act on it. Okay? But obviously, I would also give the Minister of Public Works this report. I will also give him the report. I think agriculture as well, just to say, listen, I like the issues to say, take for your information, so that we actually make them act. I think we must become that type of activist. I started to brief chairpersons of other committees to say, listen, these are the issues, but we'll also give you more information after we finalize our report. But I gave them the job of the issues. So we should not lose the momentum. Nikwe is just one example, but there are others. Mr. Kawan, colleagues? I really want to go for that cake. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
The meetings are there. We're meeting next week. We'll get a briefing as to whether the department has agreed here to meet us and to do that oversight. If they haven't, we finalize the job. Okay? Meeting at them. Macy's? Or can you cook here?
Well, we're great.